Hey, this is Joe.
Hey Joe. Joe Wilson.
Yeah, this is Joe Wilson. This is Charles.
This is Charles Jen. Yep.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
Not good. Not good as usual as far as working with you guys is concerned. Last Friday, right? What happened? We got abruptly cut off because you guys had a power outage, right?
Yeah, Peter did inform me to send me a text. There was a power outage while he was on a call with you, I suppose.
Right. So Peter texts me because obviously you guys need my feedback to get the work done because this is a priority, right, Joe?
Yes, of course, it is.
So what happens? The call gets abruptly canceled, right, because there's a power outage. So Peter says we'll resume on Monday, 2 p.m. You saw the email. I sent the screen grab, right? I asked for the calendar invite. He said he sent it. There was no calendar invite, right? So, what do I do? As it gets closer to 2 p.m., at 1:55 p.m., I follow up. Where's the calendar? I don't have the Zoom link. I don't have a calendar invite, right? So what does Peter do? Peter reschedules for tomorrow, 2:30 p.m. Like, this is, Joe, I mean, you
What?
have to feel good about the work that you do. Life is too short to feel bad about the work that you do. This is, like, so unprofessional. You
Oh,
know, I mean, it's like so, like,
we were really
what?
close to it. Why is it rescheduled? I
I
was
don't
out.
know. It was supposed to be today. What?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I don't know why it was rescheduled. All I know is I have my looming deadlines, okay? And so today we're supposed to do the follow-up to do the mobile review. Otherwise, how would Peter know what work needs to get done? Obviously, I don't trust him to use his own instincts because he doesn't have any, right? So
Well,
he
that's
cancels.
proven.
Yeah, so you saw the text message I sent you, right? He said 2 p.m. on Monday. No calendar invite. Last minute, I as a client, have to follow up being like, are we still on for today at 2 p.m.? Me as a client, okay? You guys aren't paying me to have you guys do the website. I'm paying you guys to do the website, right?
Of course,
So what does he
Charles,
do? No response.
you have to calm
No
down while you're
response.
talking to me.
Okay.
All right, I'm trying to
All right,
help
you're
you
right.
out.
I'm sorry.
No,
I
you don't
understand,
have to be
Joe. I
sorry.
understand you're an ally. I
That
understand you're an ally, so I'm sorry I'm getting worked up. I'll speak calmer, all
I
right?
know.
But
Go
my
ahead, please.
point is, this is exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. It's like last minute when I email him to be like, what's going on with this meeting that you didn't send a calendar invite for once again, what does he do? He rescheduled the meeting for tomorrow at 2:30. No explanation, just decided arbitrarily, okay, well, I missed this meeting. And mind you, he's not rescheduling until after the fact. This is not a professional work environment, Joe. This is not,
Absolutely.
you guys
I
have,
understand.
yeah. And
I
so,
understand.
like, I don't know what kind of customers you have. I don't know what kind of clients you have that would tolerate this sort of really poor customer experience, but I just don't see you guys being able to do business for a long time. I mean, who would tolerate
Really
this? This
honest?
is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, to be really honest, all right, I do have clients. I do have almost like 200 plus clients with me who I provide daily updates and everything about it, all right, that are with me, all right, that I got on board with me, all right. I am pretty sure that Joe was taking really good care of your project, all right, so that is the reason we never interfered and we ne never got into any kind of conversation regarding anything, all right,
Wait,
but
Joe who? I thought you're Joe.
Joe Parker.
Oh, Joe Parker. Yeah, I miss Joe Parker. I miss Joe Parker because at least with him, he would give me, at least set my expectations. Of course, there'd be similar things where it's out of his power because he's not the developer, but at least Joe Parker would be better at communication, you know? So I have a looming deadline. Joe Wilson, you told me this is a priority, right?
It is. For me,
I
it
mean,
is. It is.
can you take over Peter's job? Peter is horrible at his job. He doesn't know what he's doing. He needs to, this is not an internship. He's not supposed to be learning on the job with me as a client. You know, that's not, he should be an intern that's not being paid or something. I am the one that's the paying client.
Yes,
Okay,
you
so it's like,
are.
can
Yes,
you
you
take
are.
over his job?
Well, I wish I could. I wish I could because I do have to go ahead and take care of a lot of things as well because I do have a different kind of a JD, you can say, job description. All right, I do have different kind of
Yeah.
things that I need to go ahead and take care of. That is the reason we do have project managers who will take care of the project. So,
all right, fine. But so
yeah.
Peter, the only person available, I mean, is there someone that's more qualified than Peter, at least from a communication perspective?
What are the things
because
that,
he's,
what are the things that are just remaining?
Well, if I could walk it, thing is, I don't want to just say it verbally because that doesn't make any sense. I need to show it visually because it's a visual product. It's a website. So me just telling you, you won't understand. I'll be like, oh, this line spacing has to be a little bit bigger. Why is this doing this? This should not be here. You know how it is. You were on the Zoom call. That's the nature of the feedback. Me explaining it in words, it becomes like this weird murder mystery of like I'm giving you clues, but you don't know exactly. So me telling you on the phone, front-end-wise, we're almost there. Back-end-wise, I have no idea. Back-end-wise, I have a developer, a third-party auditor, that's going to audit the work that Orbit did. And I don't even know, you know, and so my point is that there
– Charles, yeah. You don't have to say it again and again. I do understand, all right, the frustration level. I do not want you to repeat yourself again and again because it's going to create more of the frustration in you, all right? So I want you to go ahead and relax, okay? I will go ahead and see what I can do best from my side, all right? As soon as you come on the call with me, all right, you're comfortable, all right? Isn't that true? You're like, okay, well,
that's true. You're the only, yeah, you're right, yeah.
All right, we're on the same page. All right, so that is the reason you call and ask for me.
Joe, you have to understand. I only get worked up because you're saying you don't want to hear me saying the same things over and over. I'm not doing it for the sport of it. I'm not just calling you up to be an asshole and being like, hey, Joe, same shit. It's the same. Why would I do that? I have things to do. I'm only, yeah, you understand. I would only call you if the same thing that you promised me would not happen again is happening again. That's the only reason why I'm calling you.
That is no problem, all right? Well, the reason is that I cannot go ahead and take his job at the moment because I take care of the projects that are web applications, all right, and portal-based things, all right? I take care of them, all right, that are, you can say, a client that has been running with me for an year or two now, all right? I'm getting the work done, all right? They keep on bringing the requirements. I go ahead and fulfill them on time. That is my first goal. If I provide them a thing on time and before time, they're happy, of course, all right? And they will stay happy with me and with my organization and with the company as well. So I am creating an asset for my company, all right? Because I'm one of the founders of this company. So I take care of them as my own.
But here's the thing. Those are your clients. Right, I'm not directly your client. I'm conjunctively your client, but you're not managing my experience at Orbit.
I know.
Peter is. That's why there's a discrepancy here. If I was your direct client, I do believe because you have a better sense of communication, I have more faith that you'd do a better job. But that's not the reality. Is
well, it,
Peter
it
has
would
to
have
be my account, my project manager.
It wouldn't have taken 8 months, to be really honest. It would have been done.
So what can we do now?
Months.
I understand that, and I wish in hindsight that I asked. You, I didn't even know you back then. I wish I'd asked you to be assigned as whatever. But then that's all in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the future.
Well,
all
absolutely.
Right, the future is.
Well, the future is.
Peter,
that...
I have
okay,
to have Peter as my account manager.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But I want the work done. So because you're a founder, a co-founder of OrbitDesignAgency.com, right? Can you? You said that you prioritize my project. Me getting rescheduled without any notice to tomorrow for a meeting that should have happened on Friday, right? That's not prioritizing. That really is not.
Absolutely.
That's
disgusting.
Yeah. So what can you do for me, Peter? I mean, Joe.
Well, what I can do, all right, I think that the meeting has been rescheduled by tomorrow. I do have 4 meetings today that I need to take care of, all right, because I do have some of the clients that are in line with me that will be coming to meet me. All right, so I can just go ahead on, you know, I'm going out with them to go ahead and make sure that we need to go ahead and discuss some of the things that they're coming up with. All right, that is the reason I canceled the previous meeting that I was coming on a call with you. Do you remember? I canceled one meeting so I can come on a call with you.
Fine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that was – so now my client wants my attention as well, so I need to go ahead and take care of them as well. So what I'll do is what time did he schedule a meeting for by tomorrow?
2:30, but if you saw the text message that I screen grabbed and put in the email, it was supposed to be for 2 p.m. today. He never sent the calendar invite. That's why you send calendar invites so you know that you cannot do anything else on that during that time, you know?
That specific time is for someone, for another project. That is the reason, that's how I work. All right, that is the reason I schedule every meeting with my client. That is the reason I schedule only 4 meetings per day, so I can take care of all of my clients.
Yeah,
and
Joe, right
time
now
itself.
You're telling me about the wonderful experience your clients have. That has nothing to do with me. My experience with Peter is not the same. So you telling me about the amazing experience your clients have, it doesn't improve my situation.
Absolutely.
It doesn't help
what I'll
me.
Do, I will go ahead and have. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and have a talk with Peter. Why did he do that? All right. And then by tomorrow, 2:30, I'll make it 2, okay? Not 2:30, because I do have my things as well. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and reschedule for 2, all right? And at 2 exact 2 p.m., I will be on the call first. I will be the one who will be greeting you over there. All right? And then we're going to go talk about the mobile responsive thing that we're talking about on the website. Would that be okay?
I mean, that 30 minutes, it doesn't change. So, in other words, okay, fine. So, either way, it's going to be tomorrow. But nothing changes. Either way, you know, Peter's irresponsible way of managing this account, it still stands. Fine. But now, it comes down to this, Joe. Forget your clients, all right? I understand they have an amazing experience with you. As far
I'll make
as
your
my
experience better. I'll make your experience more better. I promise you that.
All right, you know, okay, just remember, Joe, you said this to me like 3-4 times already, so I would like to actually see, okay?
I always try my level best, all right? I'm on the Zoom calls as well. I'm listening to all of that as well, all right? I'm trying my level best to go ahead and take you with my clients as well, all right, so I can make sure that you are getting the experience that I provide to my clients, all right? It's not like I do not care. I do care because you're an asset to my company, of course. All right, you're bringing in revenue to me. All right, and if you're not here, then of course I will not be here at this moment.
All right, so, I mean, these are just words, so I'd like to see it in action. All right, please
will be
make
action.
Sure my website gets finished this week. It has to be this week.
Be.
You know the deadline.
It will be done. It will be done. Before Wednesday or Thursday, max, it will be done.
Tell Peter to send the updated invite for tomorrow 2 p.m. He sends it for 2:30 p.m.
I'm sending it.
30 minutes is not going to make the difference, Joe. By the way, this call resulting in you being able to push it up 30 minutes, I'm not going to be, like, celebrating now, all right? That doesn't mean anything. I appreciate the gesture. I appreciate you giving me something, throwing me a bone. But at the end of the day, the work is the most important.
Oh, don't think that.
All right? So please make sure Peter stops fucking around. What?
He will not. You have my promise on that, all right? Whatever it is, all right, he will be there with you on the call, and all of the things that you have told in the previous call will be there and will be up to the mark as per you said, all right? My senior developer is trying really hard to go ahead and cope up with everything that has been, you know, disastrous, all right? He's trying to fix it all, okay? So by
all right,
tomorrow.
So then I will expect an updated calendar invite then from Peter.
Absolutely.
So please
be having,
speak to Peter. Yeah.
You will have it by tomorrow. Oh, you will have it by today within 15 minutes of time, okay? First, I'm going
to
have a word.
All right, 15 minutes. I appreciate that, Joe. I hope to not ever have to need to call you again.
No,
but,
no, you don't have to.
I just don't know. I really
don't.
I hope not. I really hope not. Please
you
get
won't.
Your soldiers in line. Please get your employees in line. Please, Joe.
I apologize for the, you know, the disaster experience. But, yeah, I'll just try my little
right.
to go ahead and make it better. Okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Joe. Please help me, okay? Please.
All right. No, absolutely. All right. Don't worry about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.